There's a bright side somewhere. There's a bright side somewhere. Let's not rest until we find it. There's a bright side somewhere. There's more joy somewhere. There's more joy somewhere. Let's not rest until we find it. There's more joy somewhere.
Welcome to Kaleidoscope with your very own DJ Kate. We just had a few technical difficulties starting up, but I think we are good now. Thank you so much for tuning in at this odd, awful, late hour on a Tuesday of all days. But hey, We're here to listen to some fun music. I'm really glad to take you along for a ride. This Kaleidoscope is going to be structured a little differently this semester. I'm going to try and take requests in at the beginning of the hour because towards the end, I think we all are going to start to fade. So yeah, before we jump into some requests, I'm playing Kashif, Help Yourself to My Love. And I have a quick PSA before, you know, I tune back, we kind of turn up the volume on that. Did you know that nearly 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger? Visit feedingamerica.org today to find your local food bank and learn how you can help solve child hunger, because together, we can solve hunger. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and WRCT. You've got the touch, baby.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling. To lose. You're invisible.
Thank you so much to my mom for that. Last Request, Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan. Definitely inspired by the movie that we just watched. That's out in theaters. We have a few other requests for tonight. So thank you so much, Tom. And thank you so much, Sydney. And thank you so much, Anthony, for calling in. I'm going to play requests. First, we have Tom's Kiss of Life by Sade, and then we're going to move into the other requests. So please stay tuned on WRCT Pittsburgh Kaleidoscope. If you would like to call in a request, please call me at 412-268-9728. And without further ado, we're going to move into the next song. So enjoy.
Something heavenly led me to you.
Thank you again, Tom, for that request. I really appreciate it. Next up, we're going to be moving into a request from Anthony. Thank you so much for tuning in and calling in. I really appreciate it. It's kind of lonely at 11:22, and so I'm glad you're up with me and having some fun listening to some great music. Next up, we have Hoy el aire huele a ti by Luis Miguel. So enjoy. It means today the air smells like you.
Apagué la luz, se encendió el amor, nos amamos sin más. Pregunté soy la primera vez, me dijiste que no.
Wow, what a great request. Thank you so much, Anthony, for calling that in. I love a lot of Luis Miguel songs, but I've never heard of that one before. So that was great. Next up, we have a request from Sydney. Thank you so much for tuning in, Sydney. We have Up From a Dream by Haim. Enjoy.
I was dreaming again, you were there with me. We were on the beach, running in the sea. Pointed to a sun, but in dreams you can't read. And in that moment I snapped again. Something you see wakes you up from the dream. Wanna go back to sleep, but now you're up from the dream. Walk into the kitchen, pull the dishes from the sink. And you're changed in the blink of an eye. Change the channel.
so it seemed, trying to figure out what was happening. Are we already up from the dream, or do we need to wake up again?
Thank you again, Sydney, for that request. And thank you, everybody who's been calling in. I really appreciate it. I know it's late. Probably said this 5 times now, but hey. I'm going to try something new today. I found a CD. I usually don't play CDs. I usually mostly play records or digital files. I found this CD in the record library called The Cochin Four, or by The Cochin Four, called Unlimited Symmetry. And it's an album from it's an album from April of 2004. I'm going to try and play their first song, In Transit. I've never really played the CDs on here, so we're going to see if this actually transitions smoothly. If not, I'm going to bail on it, and we'll play a different song, and then I'll try and figure this out during the hour. But since I thought it's pretty late, and I got pretty much nothing to lose, we're going to try and see if this works. And it's working. So this is In Transit by The Cochin Four. was really fun. The song was In Transit off of Unlimited Symmetry by The Coach and Four. It was a pleasant surprise that the CDs worked. I've always been too scared to use them, but since it's kind of late and I was like, if I make a mistake, nobody's going to be listening, or at least not too many people are going to be listening, I decided to do that. I'm going to give you guys a quick PSA before we move into some other stuff for tonight. My favorite PSA. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Who brought you a little magic into your life growing up? Who took you to your first ballgame? Who showed you how to find the North Star? Who made you laugh so hard your stomach hurt? This time, become the one who makes magic happen for a young person by becoming a big brother or a big sister. Being a big brother or big sister is something that almost anyone can do. Just be a friend to a child who needs one. Have fun together, learn from each other, and help a child discover those little moments that are so magical for a young person, and you will both be forever changed by the experience. Call Big Brothers Big Sisters to learn more about their varied and flexible mentoring opportunities at 412-363-6100, and that's 412-363-6100, or visit them online at www.bbbspgh.org. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, little moments, big magic. All right, now without further ado, we're going to move into a song by Tucandu, which is a Spanish rock band that emerged in the 80s. This is off of an album, I think, that they produced in the 90s, if I'm not mistaken. The song is Atientas. I've actually been obsessed lately with this song, so I hope you all are just as obsessed as I am after hearing it.
Son inviernos que volvieron sin ti. No es igual. Busqué en tus ojos mi destierro. Sigo tus pasos, voy a tientas ti. ¿A dónde van? Quise llorar por ti. Esconde su mirada y yo quiero conquistar la llave. Todo sigue igual. Un llanto lento, un llanto amargo, un llanto al fin desesperado y yo no sé llorar y quise soñar. Por ti y por mí, un día más. Oh, y no me asusta gritar tu nombre en la oscuridad. En este exilio que me has obligado a por ti.
chica del anuncio no está por aquí. Mucho rollo con los limones del Caribe.
Sencillo, Germán. Dime por qué no estás cerca si sigo volando. Pero que fluya.
Dime por qué no estás cerca si sigo volando. Y sé que cambiarían las cosas, pero no supe que tanto. Dime si sigo, me he visto, que he visto, lo he visto. Parece que estorbo. ¿Dónde ha quedado aquel grito? Ver que te derrito, no queda ya morbo. Es el final de aquel cuento que nadie quiso contarnos. Y a pesar de todo, cambiaron las tuercas. Y eres tú quien llama, no te echo ni cuenta. Terminé mi fiesta. Juro y juraré que guardaré lo más lindo, probé lo distinto y con vos me quedé. Te pido de veras, te pido de veras, cuídate, mujer. Verte en fotos con otro a tu lado. Y sé que te saludo al cruzarnos, pero por dentro ando raro. Sabes que siento haber sido más o menos listo, quizás no tan guapo. Como dice el viejo dicho, quien tuvo y no quiso no venga llorando. Al final de este cuento, pues colorín colorado,
este cuento se ha acabado.
Y a pesar de todo, cambiaron las tuercas. Y eres tú quien llama, no te echo ni cuenta. Con tus ojos grises que te pido de veras, te pido de veras, cuídate, mujer. Ese dinero ni me va a llover del cielo, mi amor. Pero si te soy sincero, lo noto en mi monedero. Nadie va a poder pararme, ya no. Y es verdad que no sé cómo voy a llegar a ti sin olvidarme de mí. Mañana ya veré si es real, pero ahora solo quiero hacerlo brillar. Y ahora da igual.
Pienso en mí, creo que me voy a morir, no me mires más así.
Soñábamos juntos con estar allí, cuando no teníamos nada. Con Netflix de fondo quemando tu cama, ahora ponen canciones que yo te cantaba. Y no, no puedo aguantar estas ganas, ya no. No voy a parar hasta ver un millón. Y es verdad que no sé cómo voy a llegar a ti sin olvidarme de mí. Mañana ya veré. Real, pero ahora solo quiero hacerlo brillar. Y ahora da igual si bien o mal, no hay nada de todo lo que dejé atrás. Y ahora da igual si bien o mal, porque esta vida es peligrosa, pero yo voy a hacerlo más. Toqué mil veces con nadie enfrente, mi cuarto un with intenter y un ego que no puedo controlar. Cumplí mil veces que para no perderme, todo esto solo tiene un final. Y ahora da igual, si bien o mal, no hay nada de todo lo que dejé atrás. Y ahora da igual, si bien o mal, porque esta vida es peligrosa, pero yo voy a hacerlo mal. Y ahora da igual, si bien o mal, atrás. Y ahora da igual, si bien o mal, porque esta vida es peligrosa, pero yo
y si mañana no lo recuerdo, el niño no quería jugar, siempre perdido en su laberinto, en aquel rincón del patio de atrás. Llegaba tarde, todo era distinto, su madre siempre le venía a buscar. Bocadillo, un parche de los Simpsons, esas heridas se podían curar. Y ahora que ya ha pasado el tiempo, sigo siendo el niño que quería volar. Sé que no soy un buen ejemplo, que vuelvo y que vuelvo donde ya no hay nada. Y ahora que ya no es un pasatiempo, que quiero romper y acabar fatal. Sé que no soy el mejor ejemplo, que vuelvo y que vuelvo, pero ya no hay nada. Eso no vuelvo allí, que todo lo que hemos pasado lo tengo muy dentro de mí. Pues claro que me acuerdo, estaba yo solo allí y todos los que me fallaron ahora quieren estar pa' mí.
Me juego la vida aunque esté patas arriba, a un niño quién lo va a parar. Aunque todos nos digan menuda tontería, sabemos cómo. Voy a subir a la cima, estoy a su punto de mira. Lo siento, solo sé brillar. ¿Qué quieres que te diga? Me salía de la fila. Nunca supe seguir sin mirar atrás.
for Burning the Midnight Oil here on WRCT Pittsburgh. That was just El Niño by Kai Rose and Shama. I listen to Kai Rose a lot. He's a smaller Spanish artist, and I actually never listened to this song before a few weeks ago, and I kind of found it. I've listened to a lot of his other stuff from 2023. You heard before this song, El Niño, you heard Bien o Mal off of his single Bien o Mal, and then before that, you heard some fun stuff. I believe, yeah, you heard Gonzalete, Ojos Grises off of his album Ojitos Míos. It's one of my favorite albums that I've discovered. I'll probably be playing a few songs here or there throughout Kaleidoscope this semester. And yeah, before that you had Nassau by Los Hombres G, which is like a pretty iconic Spanish band, but it was one of their lesser known songs I came across the other day. So yeah, rediscovering some great songs from some artists I love and hopefully sharing that with you all. And I'm hoping you guys are having a great night, and thank you so much for tuning in to Kaleidoscope. We have one last song for you, a request by my sister. Thank you so much, Claire, for this request, a song that we both really enjoy. So without further ado, I've said without further ado for like the 50th time tonight. Usually I vary things, but I guess I'm a little tired. So we're going to move into Rarity Quo by Daft Punk off their album Discovery. If you don't hear from me by the end of this hour, good night. It was lovely having you all call in. So thank you for everyone who called in. And thank you for thinking of me. And tune into Kaleidoscope next week, Tuesday at 11. That's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to Kaleidoscope. See you next Tuesday at 11.
So you go someplace for 10 days and then you're entitled to tell the world about it. So what do you say to that?
What I say to that is that there are things that we hold at our moral core that we witness that context, 600 word books, reports, even more time won't make okay. There's nothing that I can imagine that I will see that will make it okay that one group of people lives in a settlement and another group of people lives in a village, and there is perhaps a half a mile between those two group of people, and one group has direct access to water and the other does not. There's very little that I can imagine seeing. There's nothing that I can imagine seeing that allows for a society in which there are tiers of citizenship, and at the top tier of that is a group of people, be they Jewish or whoever, but in this case, because it's Israel, be they Jewish, who have the top tier of citizenship, and everyone else is something less. There's not something that I would have seen in 30 more days, and I will add that even that criticism is familiar to me, because in fact, during the civil rights movement, what white Southerners would often say is, you white Northerners who come down here stirring up trouble, you don't know the Negro like we do. You haven't been down here. You don't live down here. You don't really know what it is.
You don't understand the situation.
You don't understand the situation. But if you ask the black folks there, they would tell you, you understand it perfectly. You know? And so I just, you know, I get it. I get that, you know, I would like to know more, like to do more, but I can't help but feel that if I had a different political perspective on this, the very people who are criticizing my just, you know, only going there for 10 days, would think 10 days were actually quite enough.
The other criticism is you did not include in the book people who defend the government. In fact, you criticize the idea of what we have started to call both siding the issue, especially in journalism. But I still want to ask you about your unwillingness to include, for purposes of this report, other views, because, you know, we are constantly being instructed, especially in this very polarized time, that that's fundamental to empathy. And if we don't at least engage in that practice, that we're not being true to that fundamental value of trying to see other people as human. So how do you answer that?
The first thing I would say is pro-Israel point of view, the Zionist point of view, those who view the Zionist project as a good thing, as a moral thing, as a just thing, they are not unrepresented in the vehicles of American media and in our newspapers and our magazines and our television shows. That viewpoint is not unrepresented. On the contrary, it's one that I was very much exposed to. And what the purpose of that last essay really is I am someone who went somewhere and saw something and came back struggling with how it could be that what I saw was so different than the story that I was consuming in my media on a regular basis. And I really wanted to understand why. And I thought that the way to do that, my tool for doing that, was to privilege the words of those who I believe have been, you know, unjustly pushed out of the frame. And that is, you know, the Palestinians. My feeling is that many of the publications that would lodge that criticism would do well to look at their own bylines and count how many Palestinians they've published over the past 10 or 15 years. And so it is quite rich to me that I am being criticized, or that I would be criticized, for not talking to people who would defend what I believe to be an